This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Now, we all know the holidays are coming up, and that usually means parties, family gatherings, and sometimes even travel. Most of us wouldn't let anything get in the way of that. So why give COVID a chance? Updated COVID vaccines protect against Omicron, and they are now available for everyone 5 and up. Find updated vaccines at vaccines.gov. Help keep your holiday season safe, happy, and healthy. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Spurs Chat Podcast. I hope you're all keeping safe and well. Tottenham Hotspur are sitting top of the Premier League. I'm not getting carried away, but we are sat top of the Premier League. We have just beat Southampton 4-1 at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I've got three very special guests with me. Now, goals from Sessegnon, Eric Dyer, an own goal, and Dejan Kulusevski. Assists from Dejan Kulusevski, Heung-min Son, and Emerson Royale. Fantastic performances from a lot of the Spurs players today, particularly the wing-backs and Dejan Kulusevski. Let's introduce the three guests to you. We have got Richard Whitehead, MBE, back with us. Rich, how are you?
Yeah, awesome. What a starting day. Yes. This is what we wanted. First 20 minutes was a bit of a tough watch, but after that, yes, that's what we needed. We needed that as fans. We needed to see the team from last year really come to the fore and just deliver today. So come on, you Spurs. Come on.
Come on. We will certainly get into every single moment. We've also got singer Leo the Lion back with us. Leo, it's been a long time. How are you? Nice to have you back.
It's been a minute, but it's been a long, long time coming. Yes! 4-1, yes. Baby! The summer is here. The team is back. Spurs just gave us four delicious goals. Mate, the sun is out. I'm smiling, man. Fantastic.
Good stuff. And we've also got actor Ricky Norwood, good friend of mine. Rick, how are you?
I am buzzing as usual, Chris. I am buzzing. I have been so excited for this season to start. And to start it like we have, four goals, four what? Oh, my gosh. The battling, the tackling, the yeah. crosses, the goals themselves. My goodness, yeah. We are off to a banger. And it's just the beginning. We haven't integrated no one into the side yet. It's just the beginning. We ain't even started yet. And look how we start. This season's going to be, I can't wait. I'm just super happy, super buzzing, Chris. Super buzzing.
Well, we will certainly get into everything.
So before we get into it, I would just like to tell you about an exclusive deal. NordVPN are giving everybody who watches this channel and listens to this show a huge discount off a NordVPN plan and one additional month absolutely free. It is completely risk-free with NordVPN's 30-day money-back guarantee. I use this myself so I can thoroughly recommend this service. It is the fastest VPN in the world. No buffering or no lagging while streaming. It also protects your data whilst traveling and using Wi-Fi. NordVPN protects you wherever you are in the world. NordVPN can also save you money whilst buying subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price, purchasing flights from different virtual locations to find cheaper deals. And if you want to watch sporting events which aren't airing in your region, you can switch your virtual location to a country which is showing the event. So as I said, I fully recommend this service. So grab your exclusive NordVPN deal now by visiting nordvpn.com/Tottenham fans to get a huge discount, one additional month absolutely free of charge. It is risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss it. And now let's get back to talking Tottenham.
Check you out with your ad breaks. Hey,
he's frozen. I think he needs the Lord right now.
He's gone to sleep.
Listen, after today, I think I need that NordVPN. So I'm going to have to ask him what that / discount code was, man. I'm telling you.
Mate, is that you. Shocked? Look how shocked he looks that we've obviously won today. And
Bro.
Is he at the station?
Mate, at the station, outside
the ground.
Is it Vicarage Road, I think?
Oh, he's cut off, man. But what a game today, guys, man. Absolutely buzzing, man. The sun was out. Conte put out. I loved the game, man. I really enjoyed it. What did you think?
Mate, it's sick. Like, you know what? What for me, I kind of, at the kickoff, what was I expecting? I was expecting like football. I was expecting to press from the off. I think the problem was because everybody, the whole expectation of the fans with the new signings and Conte's kind of new real perspective of what the team can actually achieve this year. I think the fans were like, there's a lot of pressure on the team. And I think the reason why it's so slow is because they forgot what their jobs were.
And, you reckon?
I think they just really forgot that they were meant to be pressing. And also the expectation wasn't just the top four, but obviously to continue up the league to actually really press for that top two. And then obviously goal behind. And then Spurs really came into what they were doing last season. Pressing the ball, two or three quick passes, looking for that breakaway move. Mm. And brilliant. Like after the first goal, I think the real Tottenham came to the fore.
Were you surprised with the lineup though at the start?
Not really. No, I think... Were you surprised? Yeah,
because I was expecting at least one of the new signings to start, but
you know what's really good about this and what I've kind of noticed, and I hope this is what it is, but Conte's making everybody earn their shirt, so it's not like an 11 that needs immediate surgery, especially because we've got Bentancur and Kulusevski. But what he's doing is he's making sure that everyone earns their space. Everyone earns that shirt. So this is why he's not chucking in Spence or Bissouma or Perisic straight away.
Right.
Look, if you want it, you've got to fight for it. And I think that pushes the whole squad, bro. That pushes the whole squad. And on the first 20 minutes, I only got to see the highlights. But I'm going to take a guess that what that first 20 minutes was getting Southampton into a full sense of security, because he likes to back off and then hit them when there's space. But it was, but from what I saw, mate,
I just think it was slow. Do you know when we played last season and it was like, we just didn't wake up. Mm, we like kind of the, it was kickoff and then all of a sudden, like the crowd were like behind the players. And then all of a sudden the players' expectation was to take that ball forward, but nothing really happened.
He's back.
No, he's on the Vega Wi-Fi.
Did you get the Nord sorted?
I'm sorry, it's so hot here, and I've overheated. So apologies. it's the top of the league. You know, I'm so excited. But Rich, I want to start with you. Let's go through the thoughts on the game, because of course it was a very impressive display from Tottenham. Of course we went 1-0 down, but we come back, scored four goals, and you know, we could have scored an absolute hatful today.
Yeah, I was just saying to the boys as well, the first 20 minutes was a bit I'm not sure what... I think there's a lot of expectation on the players. Fans, obviously, the media kind of really going, actually, Spurs could challenge the top two this year. And the players kind of just got ahead of themselves slightly. And for me, they just needed to kind of reset, get back into shape, and actually start to actually enjoy playing football for Spurs. We could have had, like you said, a hatful of goals in the game, but you have to take one pass at a time, one play at a time. When we were 1-0 behind, we didn't panic. There was clearly a plan in place. All the shapes, if you looked at the game, and I did watch how the players were kind of really interacting with each other, and I think that's why, going back to what Leo said just before you were on, Chris, the reason why he didn't integrate some of the new signings because he trusted the team from last year.
Yes.
Yeah. He's making them earn the shirt, isn't he, Chris? This is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing, even though we've signed six players, if you want to start, then you're going to have to earn it. We're not just going to give it to you, because our first 11 right now, and especially because of Bentancur and Kulusevski, our first 11 right now is solid. So, you know, it's up to the people that have got the shirt to keep it, and it's up to those that haven't got it to earn it. So I think that's going to only push Tottenham and push us to greatness even more so this season.
Absolutely. Leo, let's come to you. Your thoughts on the game?
You know, yeah, I mean, initially at first with the lineup, I was a bit surprised. I thought that Conte was going to start with at least one or two of the new signings. But again, you know, it's Conte. So, you know, we have to go with what he goes with. He knows best, you know. And so, I mean, just mirroring what Ricky said, obviously, you know, he wanted, I feel like he probably wants the team, the new players to fight for their position, you know, and it kind of helps the whole team as a squad to know that, you know, everyone's going to get a fair crack at playing, you know, at having a chance, you know, and just because you've made signing doesn't mean that you're going to lose your place. You have to fight for your place, you know, and I think it helps bring the team to work together, to understand that, you know, it's a fair playing field. The first 10, 15 minutes, you know, I thought we played, it took some time for us to get into the game. I was even looking at, we were doing a bit of loose passes here and there. Bentancur, who I thought played fantastic, really, really amazing today. The first 10, 15 minutes, you know, his passes were a bit off. You know, Kane and Son weren't really in the game at all, you know, especially in the first 10 or 15 minutes. But, you know, and then we went a goal down. But you know what? I didn't panic because I still felt that we had enough to do. And I didn't think Southampton really did much, you know. So, yeah. But, you know, after the 20 minutes, we got the equaliser. Great goal from Sessegnon. And, you know, it was just, we knew we were going to kick on from then. And so we did. Fantastic. I really loved it.
I'll tell you what, I was so pleased for both fullbacks today because I thought both of them had outstanding performances, and the improvements again under Antonio Conte really showed today. Ricky, you know, we scored four today. We could have had an absolute hatful. We created so many chances. Is this a real sign of watch out the rest of the Premier League for Tottenham?
Yeah, of course, because we haven't even started yet, Chris. We haven't even started. The biggest thing that I can sense from everything to do with Tottenham, whether that be the board, the players, the manager, the fans, is that we have a confident belief. We don't have arrogance. We don't have delusion. Sometimes we have a little bit of delusion. I like a little bit of delusion. But anyway, but what I'm saying is that there is a strength and belief that this team is going to achieve something under this manager, under this regime, under this process, under these tactics, under these formations that we are going to achieve. I mean, the fact that Dier got made it 2-1, do you know what I mean? He's playing centre-back. Like you were talking there, right? You're talking about the fullbacks doing really well. Sessegnon started and Emerson Royale started. Two players who have got bits and pieces of criticism. They haven't, you know, we haven't seen the best of them as yet. But the fact that they've got, well, on the right side, there's two or three people ready to come in at that right wing-back slot. But on the left side, you've got Perisic ready to come in. It's pushed those players that have started. It's pushed them on. They, They have to make a statement. They have to show Conte what they're about in a real game scenario. And this is what I'm seeing. This is what I'm feeling. So if this is just a tip of the iceberg of where this Tottenham team and where this squad can go.
Ricky, let's talk about the starting 11. Of course, none of the six brand new signings were in the starting 11, as Leo said. Hugo Lloris in goal, back three of Romero, Dier, Davis, wing-backs Sessegnon and Royale, in midfield Bentancur and Højbjerg, forward three of Kulusevski, Heung-min Son and Harry Kane. Now, Antonio Conte in his press conference after the game said, "I trust a lot in my old players. I think I use common sense." Did you expect any of the new signings to be starting today? Because I've got to admit, I expected Ivan Perisic to play. Yeah. I didn't expect any of the others, but I expected Perisic to play. But Sessegnon had a fantastic game today.
Well, I'm exactly the same as you, Chris. I thought if any one of them were going to start, it was going to be Perisic. But the fact that he started Sessegnon and he's had such a great game and scored as well. Do you know what I mean? Not just a great game, but Sess, sorry, my bad. The fact that Sess has played great and scored, I mean, that's going to do wonders for his confidence. That's going to do wonders for the belief in him from a fan's perspective. So, yeah, I was a little bit surprised that Perisic didn't start. But what I've got to say is exactly what we said there. Look, Conte, at this point, these 11 have been under him for 7 months. They're the fittest right now. They're the ones that know his system inside backwards right now. So he's trusting them. You've got the shirt. It's up to the others to take the shirt off of you. So what are you going to do? So that same 11 that we might be bored with, for instance, we might be like, oh, why didn't nobody start? Well, they've started and they've put in a different level of performance because they've got people behind them pushing them left, right and centre. If they don't put everything in today, you know that they're out versus Chelsea. So this is where we're at right now. It's an exciting time, Chris. It's a super exciting time.
We haven't even started yet, mate. Rick, are you getting carried away?
Would I get carried away?
I see a beard there. What's that?
I think Ricky and I always get carried away.
Medicine.
Listen, if you can't get carried away as a football fan and put your passion and put your heart on the line, what's the point? So I'm all in.
Antonio Conte has told people to start dreaming, and he is a dreamer, and he's told us to be dreamers as well. So I'm dreaming about trophies coming down that high road. Hopefully it will happen. After today's game, Antonio Conte also said, "We are working to implement our football knowledge, and we have seen today a team, 7 months of work. I can now go in another step on that." Richard, let's come to you. Starting 11 today, happy?
Like I just said, just well drilled, great in possession. You could tell that Conte is implementing certain things in certain positions, shapes with players, overlaps, etc. Bentancur, like Leo said, very good today. Højbjerg, where some fans love him, some fans are still a little bit unsure, but also played okay today. Davis, great. Like, I would say it was more than a 7 out of 10 today. Very reassured. There's players that have stepped up under Conte, and I think Conte's now challenging them to the next level. And that's what's really, really kind of, I'm looking forward to see how the players then step up this season towards as maybe winning a trophy. Starting 11-wise, I actually called that starting 11. I thought he would have gone with what he knows, what he can trust, and also that he's had a lot of time on the training field with. The other guys, again, what Ricky said, will, I believe, slowly get integrated into the team.
Well, other results in the Premier League today, Fulham 2, Liverpool 2, Bournemouth 2, Aston Villa 0, Leeds 2, Wolves 1, Newcastle 2, Nottingham Forest 0, and of course Tottenham winning 4-1 against Southampton. Everton and Chelsea are playing at the moment, which I believe is still 0-0. Leo, let's come to you. Same question on the starting 11. Is it what you expected? Did you expect to see the new signings get more minutes today? Were you disappointed by that? Or did Antonio Conte do exactly what you thought?
Well, no, you know, I saw the lineup just before kickoff, and I was surprised that none of the signings came in. You know, I thought at least a couple of them would have started. I understood that obviously Skip is injured, but Bissouma had a bit of a knock. So I probably expected he might not be able to start, but I thought at least Perisic was going to start. But when I saw the lineup, to be honest, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I've not really been a fan of Sessegnon. And, you know, he's kind of had a very stop-start career at Spurs, you know, and he's been coming in and not really playing well. And, you know, I didn't, when I saw him on the start, and I was like, you know, but again, you know, it's Conte. Conte knows what he's doing. He's obviously been working hard with them to get them for the first game. And he knows that we have to win this game. So I felt, well, okay, if this is the team that Conte is picking, then, you know, we have to go for it. The first half, you know, like I said, was a bit slow, but you know, when we kind of settled down, like I said, we picked it up and then we ran with it, man. And you know, again, it's like, you know, I if it was me, I would have probably started with Perisic and stuff like that, but I'm not Conte, you know. Conte is a serial wiener, so we have to let him do what he does and just enjoy it and dream.
Isn't it nice, though, the fact that you've said that you didn't like Sessegnon? Isn't it nice the fact that he had a fantastic game today? Where competition has now come in this summer window. Of course, on the right wing-back side, you know, competition there. So Emerson Royale has played well. Competition with Richarlison coming in now for Dejan Kulusevski. He's had a fantastic game. Is this the fact that there's competition now for places where it's actually pushing them harder to play better? Or is it just, again, improvements under Conte because he's a world-class manager?
Well, I think it's a bit of both, you know. I think in obviously training with a world-class manager, you definitely have to improve. If you're not going to improve with a world-class manager, then you should put your boots and go and start baking. You know what I'm saying? So, no, seriously, because you're having a laugh, you know. You've had 7 months under a guy like that, decorated guy. You have to improve. So that's aspects of things, definitely. And then obviously we're human, you know, to feel that, you know, there's competition, someone's coming to take your spot, is definitely going to spur you on. And Sessegnon had one of his best games, you know. He was bombing up and down. He was, you know, even in the second half when he took the chance and it just slotted, even though he was offside, but the second goal that he scored was fantastic. It was a great finish. You know, he was always free on the flanks, and it just shows you the work effort that, you know, these guys are putting in to be able to defend and attack and be in the right positions at the right time when, you know, we get the ball and then we want to put it left or put it right. They're always there, you know. So he had a fantastic game, and on the right hand side with Royale. Again, he had a fantastic game today. The best, you know, I'm the one that's always been cussing Royale, you know, the Royal Flop, you know, the Royal Flush. That's what I always used to call him, you know. But today, you know, he played really good. You know, he was pressing. He was, you know, the competition that he was having with, is it Djembe? James, what's it? The wing back for?
No,
I'm talking about his competition where he was playing with on the right hand side. Was it Jenda, the place for Southampton?
Oh, Jed Spence.
Not Jed Spence. No, I'm not talking about Spurs player. I'm talking about Southampton player.
Oh, the Spence.
Yeah, what's his name?
You know who I'm talking about.
There's anyway. No point asking Ricky. He's still in Watford.
Yeah. my point is this. Roya had a great game. There was even a point where, you know, even his touches, he felt like he had confidence. You know, that's the guy.
Gianepo.
Yeah, you know, the battle between both of them was really good, you know, and he really bossed that. You know, he really bossed, he won that battle, you know. And there was even a minute, there was a point where Royale, you know, he got the ball on the right and he kind of stopped it. And then he did a no-look pass. And I was like, oh, there's the guy coming out now. You know, and hopefully we can see him. We can see the potential that, you know, he was supposed to have. Maybe this season we can see him really flourish. Because, you know, they say it takes, you know, 18 months for some players to kind of bed in. So let's hope that this is the season where he really shines. And definitely with we're going to hear about that. And definitely with the 7 months with Conte, plus the fact that he's got competition, the whole team has to rise. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Sessegnon, there's so much pressure on Sessegnon right now. not only is this supposed to be his season, yeah, but Conte has backed him. He's put a lot of faith into Sessegnon. And not only that, we're getting rid of Reguilon because of Sessegnon. Plus, we got Perisic, who's come in as the experienced head of ahead of him. Do you know what I mean? So there's so much pressure. You know, Conte's really backed himself into a corner with Sessegnon right now. I know we're on the verge of signing Udoji, Destiny, from Italy. But at the same time, he's put so much pressure and so much faith into Sessegnon that Sessegnon has to have a fantastic season. He's given Sess everything he needs for him to flourish this season. So we need to see that. You know what I mean? And it's the same with Royal. The fact that I said that last year, it only just got there. It takes a minute for him to you know, integrate, learn the language. He said he loves to learn the language to understand not just his teammates, but to understand what's happening on the pitch. And now that he's been pushed with Doherty, with Lucas Moura, with a possible another addition that comes in, Spence as well, do you know what I mean? There's a lot of pressure on Royale to perform. So like Conte said the other day about keeping the wing-backs happy, he's like, they've got to keep me happy. And I love that. I love that. And this is how it starts. It starts from today.
Ricky, how did you feel when Spurs went 1-0 down? Because Southampton had a chance in the third minute. Ward-Prowse, free kick into the box, just headed wide. And in the 12th minute, Ward-Prowse, their star man, put them 1-0 up. Were you worried at that time? Because I'll tell you what, I was sat in the stadium. We went 1-0 down and I thought, okay, we've gone 1-0 down. It's about character now. It's about how we come back. And when you look at our forward line, you look at our team, you know, it is of real quality. Even though none of the new signings were in the starting 11, you look throughout the team, there is real quality. And of course, a very, very good, strong bench now as well. Were you worried at that point going 1-0 down?
Not at all. Like the boys, I was totally calm. The fact that Conte's got his hands on this team, and I can see the belief. You saw it in pre-season, Chris. You went everywhere with them on pre-season, and you saw that the confidence increasing and the belief increasing. And this is why I actually was happy with the Roma loss that happened last week. Because my dad has always said it. We always need one little loss in pre-season just to make sure that people don't get ahead of themselves. They don't start believing their own hype. Do you know what I mean? To make sure that you know that it's not going to come easy. You still have to work to get your result. So to see that today, you know, all right, we went 1-0 down. All I could hear when I saw Ward-Prowse scored it, Chris, all I could hear was Costa in my head saying, see, I told you, Ward-Prowse, I told you, we should have bought him. I told you, I knew he was going to score. I was cracking up to myself because I just had Anthony Costa in my head, mate. Do you know what I mean? So, but no, I had no worries whatsoever. Conte is the man and he knows what to do. And especially with five subs as well, we've got so many people on that bench now that can change a game. Going 1-0 down is not a worry anymore. I've got belief in what they're doing and they have too, which is, it's just next level right now.
Rick, how excited actually are you? On a serious note, how excited are you for this season?
He's all right.
Bro, I haven't been this excited since Poch, honestly. Like, when we was under Poch, I believed in every single game. I don't care who we went up against, and I don't care how unlikely the odds said it was for us to win. I always believed we could win. Then we went for a period under Mourinho, which was, you know, it was what it was. Then we had Nuno. You know, that was what it was, you know. And I thought we were sinking. I said it whenever it, you know, a couple of seasons ago. I said we were Titanic FC. The only thing that we were doing was sinking. But right now, I am super excited. Ever since Conte came in, I said it then. We are back. We are back to fighting. We are back to believing. We are back to challenging. We are back to show the league that we're a team to be worried about. They're not going to be singing Tottenham Get Battered this year. Let me tell you, they're not singing that tune this year. They're going to be singing about every other team that we face. They get battered every time Tottenham turn up. Let me tell you. So I am super excited, bro. This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the beginning. And I can't wait. I couldn't wait for today. And I couldn't wait for the season to start. And I'm just so happy that we're here.
Rick, how far, though, do you think Antonio Conte can actually push this team? Because you know, he talks about the, you know, Manchester City and Liverpool being that far ahead, you know, about that gap, you know, what he said in his press conference. Do you really believe that he thinks that, or do you think that there is a, you know, something in him where he thinks that Spurs could actually challenge for the Premier League, or am I getting carried away?
Listen, I think Conte is always looking to be number one in whatever competition he's in. If he was in, you know, I don't want to say the swear word, it's because I've been bloody well drinking, but if he was in a wee-wee contest, he'd want to win. Do you know what I mean? So he wants to win, bro. He's looking at the league. He's looking at it. He's trying to keep some of our feet on the floor while we're dreaming. He's just trying to, you know, and he's trying to challenge the players to kind of go, look, that's the level. Can you reach it? But let me tell you, he even said it in the press conference the other day that he's looking, why not the Premier League? Why not the Champions League? When one of the reporters asked him, like, what do you expect to win? Do you reckon you can get fourth in the League Cup? He's like, why not the Premier League? Why not the Champions League? So I'm telling you now, I know it, I can feel it in my bones, that he is going to aim for the top of the Premier League. However unlikely it is, he is going to aim to win the Champions League and every cup competition that we are in. That's what the squad he's building is for right now. So, bro, like I say, this is just the beginning. It's exciting times. And I have, like confidence from head to toe that he's going to achieve something this season.
Well, Ricky, thanks so much for joining us, because I know you're only with us for the first half hour of this show.
Unfortunately.
Like the Tottenham Hotspur squad, we have a very good squad as well. So I'm shooting you out for Melvin. Melvin will be coming in now. So thanks for joining us, and hopefully you can be back next week.
Cheers, Ricky. Have a great show, boys. Rich, lovely to see you. Leo, lovely to see you. Melvin,
what's up, baby?
Can't wait for you to be subbed on, my friend. You have a great show. Chris, you're the man, my friend. You're the man, mate. You take care, boys. Nice.
Cheers,
one.
Ricky.
Come on, you Spurs. Come on.
Let's get Melvin in. Melvin, how are you?
Good. I'm very happy.
Your thoughts on today's game?
Brilliant. You know, brilliant reaction going from 1-0 down. You know, the lineup, you don't change a winning team. We won 10 out of 14 matches in last season. And in a way, you have to reward those guys. You have to keep them on, same lineup. And the new boys have to fight and have to deserve that spot. And the patterns of play that we're playing this season and this game was amazing. You know, it was a bit rusty. Son and Kane didn't score, but the others did. And it's amazing. Four goals. You expect Son and Kane to get most of them, but they didn't, which is brilliant. On another day, we could have had 8 or 9. I was telling, you know, my brother was next to me, we should have been 5-0 up. Short character going from 1-0 down to score right away. And with Cesc and Dier, you know, two players that stepped up in the first game of the season. Something that we've been crying for so long. And I'm a fan of both of them. And Cesc, I'm really excited to see what he does this season. You know, he's a talented boy. And I just have to remind everyone that, you know, Bale didn't have the best start at Spurs. And look how, you know, he kicked on season after season. Sessegnon has the right, you know, talent and attributes to be a very, very good player. And learning from Perisic in that position, you know, already with a goal, and he nearly scored another one. Well, he did score another one, but was ruled offside. Mm. So it's going to be interesting. You know, two players that last season didn't score a single goal, and both of them already have won. And last season we also lost this game, and now we won it. So we started off on a brilliant foot, you know, the right direction, and we're top of the league. So
top of the league,
you know. I'll sleep so well tonight. I'll sleep. Yeah, I'll have an amazing sleep when we're top.
Richard, let's come to you. Now, a player that we've spoken about a little bit already, Ryan Sessegnon, really impressed me today. You know, in the 16th minute, he put a great cross in. It was headed away for a corner. Then in the 20th minute, another cross was put in, this time from Rodrigo Bentancur. Kyle Walker-Peters blocked for a corner. And then on the 21st minute, just 9 minutes after conceding the goal, we equalised through Ryan Sessegnon with a great header. DJ Kulusevski with a fantastic cross. What did you make of Ryan Sessegnon? And, you know, like Leo said, you know, a lot of Spurs fans haven't been his number one fan. But, you know, pre-season under Antonio Conte, it seems that he's improved these players yet again.
Yeah, and obviously Conte's real thing is around learning on the training pitch, learning those new performance environment. And you can tell with even that short amount of time through the limited time in training, he's had that impact around confidence, around the behaviours of Seth from last year. I think when we last spoke, I was looking for a change in Emerson and Seth's behaviours when they're on the ball. So that positivity driving forwards and getting those really good crosses in. Today we saw the benefits of not only the support of Conte, but also the consistency of games under Conte. And Conte's somebody that wants that reliability, but also puts that real trust into the players. Today, Seth really came to the fore as a player within his position. And I'm sure him and Perisic are going to have that good kind of combination of maybe playing one game and then switching up depending on fatigue levels, etc., or just supporting each other. And that's what obviously Conte's looking for on the other side. I think Seth did have a couple of opportunities today. But, like I say, the perfect ball from Kulusevski, and he needed to finish that for confidence-wise. Hopefully he can kick on in the goals area. But I also think today was more about on the ball, what he was doing on the ball, and it really did excite me. I think it was very positive. It was forward thinking, and defensively it was very good today as well.
Do you know what though, Rich? When we did these Spurs chat shows last season, all of us sat here and said we will all be very surprised if we still have the same wing backs going into the brand new season. Yeah. And we have.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that's Conte, though, isn't it? It's Conte. He's got his philosophy within the team. And he backs himself. He backs the players. He backs himself with his demeanour, with his messaging. It's all about the team. And obviously, with the wing-backs being so pinnacle to how we play, there's a reason why the two guys are in the team still. And obviously, going back to the last season and the last 10 games and how we were kind of building consistency, building confidence, that's now gone from last season into this season. So why are you going to change the team? Whether you bought four or five new players or not, why are you going to change the team? The team's a winning team. The levels are going to raise with, obviously, the new players. And we're going to have better weapons on the bench as well for the five substitutes that we can have.
Leo, let's come to you. In the 31st minute, Heung-min Son nearly put Spurs 2-1 up, but the goalkeeper saved it. And then just moments later, Heung-min Son assisted Eric Dier for a fantastic header. A great move again from Tottenham. And at that point, I thought the goals are just going to be coming because Spurs look very threatening.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, I wasn't really, you know, flustered when we went 1-0 down. I knew that we had a lot of firepower in the team to bring us back, even, you know, 1-0 down. You know, we had Kane, we had Son, and these guys, you know, hadn't even touched the ball really for the first 10-20 minutes, you know. But, you know, once, you know, Son got the ball, you saw the quality. You saw once he started getting on the ball, things started moving. He had the shot, which, you know, was it the hand where they claimed the handball situation? I don't know if that was right, but, you know, and then, you know, the way that he whips the ball in and was applying the pressure, you know, when he got on the ball, the few moments he got on the ball, it was just quality. You know, he looked sharp. He had a pace on him when he got the ball. He was running at the defenders, you know, and even with Kane, with the little touches that he had, he looked very strong. You know, he looked very composed. He was still able to get some passes off, you know, and, you know, like I said, both of them didn't even score, but we definitely, you know, I didn't feel like we were too overrun at all. I think we were totally in control of that game throughout the whole 90 minutes. And you know, the goal from the cross from Son and the header, the flick from Dier was fantastic. And you know, this is what I expect with Dier, especially with a head that size. You know, he should be scoring more goals. You know, He was, and he does that, you know. He's tried that several times. I've seen him do it, you know. And he is a defender. He gets up there. Him and Romero get up there, and you know, I believe with this system that Conte's playing, you know, they're going to be getting in the box more, and you know, getting on the end of these things, you know. And it's you know, I can't wait to see how this season pans out, you know, because finally, you know, with what Richard was saying about how the wing backs are so pivotal and important in Conte's system, you know, we were kind of lacking that the ball coming in, the whipping of the balls, and we saw that fantastically with Kulusevski's ball in to Sessegnon to head in. It was amazing. And if you watch it in slow mo, a match of the day today, when Kulusevski just whips that ball in, like, you see there's a split second where his whole body is in the air and you could just take a shot. It's just so beautiful. Whipped it in, bullet header. And this is what we're going to be seeing a lot more, because we kind of saw that potential last season where we were getting into those great positions, but the final ball was just a bit lacking, you know. People weren't really there at the end of it. But you know, it's just one. It's the one game of the season. But however, you know, we've been scoring a lot of goals, you know. And if you want to start calculating all the goals that we've been scoring from the back end of last season, the last four or five games, maybe you should ask your viewers in the chat if they can find out how many goals we've scored in the last four or five Premier League games. We've definitely passed over 20 now, right? And it's just fantastic. And it was just a fantastic watch today, and I was really, really, really happy with the turnout.
Leo, it's been a while since you've been on the show. How excited are you for this coming season with what you've seen in pre-season and, of course, the six summer signings?
Well, listen,
what can we realistically achieve?
Well, let me tell you straight. My excitement started last season when I was on it, and I said, listen, if we get top four, it is a wrap. Because Conte, trust me, once we get Champions League, Conte is going to get backed. And if Conte is going to get backed, we are going to have a fantastic summer. We're going to sign the players that we want. And come this season, we are going to be challenging for everything. I honestly believe that we're going to be challenging for the title. And I won't be surprised if it goes to the wire. I won't be surprised if we win it. And I said that. Because that's how excited I am. Yeah, I said it. I believe we could win the league this season, 100%. Because, you know, I'm saying it because, you know, Chelsea, I believe, ain't going to be as strong this season. You know, Man United are pretty much out of the picture. Liverpool have lost, you know, a Mane who, for me, was probably their you know, catalyst in their attack, the way that they press and their power. I mean, they drew today. I mean, it's the first game of the season, but I don't think Liverpool are going to be as strong. As for Man City, Man City or Man City, but you know, is Man City going to win it five or six times in a row? Come on, you know. Plus, we did the double on them, and you know, the thing I've got to say is, we did Spurs against the top four. We were in the mix. You know, we didn't lose to Liverpool. We didn't lose to Man City. You know, we're in the mix with the big boys now. So it's all about consistency for us. It's all about whether we can be consistent with the lesser teams. That's where we were in the league. Not necessarily doing the head-to-heads with the top teams. It's how we are consistent with the lesser teams. And I believe that Conte, with the squad depth that we have, with the fact that we have five subs, the fact that we have Conte, I believe honestly that we are going to be challenging for the league this season. I definitely believe we're going to win a trophy this season. Yeah, and I'm saying it, we're going to win the league. I said it. I've said it. And I want to say it. I really want to say it, because when are you going to say it? At what time being a Spurs fan, Chris? Are you going to make a prediction that you're going to win the league? Isn't it now?
Let me ask Richard and Melvin just a very quick yes or no from both of you. Is Leo getting carried away?
Well, what is Leo drinking? That's what I want to know.
I'm drinking water. I'm drinking.
Is it? That's definitely gin. There's definitely a pint of gin there.
It's water. My thoughts are pure. Pure.
I can feel the energy through the computer screen. Yes. Leo at the moment. It's confidence. I'm not sure if it's overconfidence, but when you look at some of the teams that we go up against, I definitely agree with you regarding Liverpool. And for me, I think Mane is a massive loss. And Man City, I think, maybe have sold some of the players that some of their... even my little boy's getting carried away.
He knows.
he knows. But I think Chelsea, I think Man City, same old. I think we really... See, in the background, he's been watching the game today. He knows that Spurs have got a chance. But yeah. Have we got what it takes? Have we got the weapons to challenge? And I think we need to 4 or 5 games into the league. Then, not just today at Southampton. I think Southampton, it's a nice introduction into the season. For me, I think, obviously, against the Chelseas of this world, we'll see actually how much we've progressed from last season.
But yeah. do you think that with Chelsea, though, Chelsea are losing, you know, what's going on in Chelsea right now? Is Chelsea the same team as they were last season? Are we, you know, if we beat them next week, are we beating the Chelsea of last season? Or are we just beating a lesser Chelsea team?
Well, I don't think they're a lesser Chelsea team. You look at some of the signings they've got, they're not to be sniffed at all. They're like Sterling for one. Obviously, going to those boys, he's going to add some real quality in those attacking positions. But also, defensively, they're starting to really build a strong team. But I think we're going to be competitive. I've got some kind of confidence. I'm not sure if we win the league, we'll definitely be either second or third for sure.
What about cups?
Let me bring Melvin in.
What about the cups? You love it.
Melvin, do you think that Leo is being a little bit overconfident?
You have to aim high. I mean, last season we sat here after a victory and there was someone on the panel and telling us we're going to finish 10th. So telling us we're going to win the league, I'd rather hear that than, you know what I mean? But it's obviously nice to hear. And you obviously have good reasons why we can win the league, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult. But Conte, I think we're a bit of a sleeping giant. We've not seen exactly what potential we can achieve yet. I think we're just hitting, we're starting to see it. We all spoke about these things all summer, you know, the Conte preseason and he knows how to get over the line. And, you know, we're dealing as well with two, you know, world-class managers with Klopp and Guardiola. You know, those are the two teams we have to be fighting with. And yeah. I think we do have world-class players. It's how he manages European and cup competitions, because you could see our starting lineup is very, very good and our, you know, starting 11. But it's when he starts to rotate players in and out is where I start to worry a little bit, because this cohesion team that we have right now, the team is very good. It's a bit fluid and it's very... And the patterns of play that we have... But I just worry when you start bringing in 4 or 5 different players, how well we will do, how well they will gel. And there's going to be a bit of learning curve to it. And, you know, last season, from our first 5 fixtures, we lost 4 of them. So if we manage today, we already gained 3 points that we didn't have last season. If we can beat or get a result against Chelsea and West Ham and Wolves, it's already, you know, close to 12 points that we didn't have last season.
I mean, we did beat Man City first game of the season, didn't we?
No, I mean, fixture for fixture. Like, we lost against Wolves at home. We lost against Chelsea away. We lost against West Ham away. And it's just, it's these fixtures that last season we dropped points. We need to start gaining points. And you start to increase and go up in the table if you change these fixtures. And you're always going to draw and lose that odd game. You know, even under Pochettino in the 16-17 season, we dropped some silly points. But if we get a really good home record and improve our away record this season, my aim this season is to improve on that season, on the Pochettino 16-17. If we can go higher than 86 points, it's already a massive achievement. But that's how, and then next season you say, okay, now we have to push for the league. But you have to walk before you can run. And I think last season, you know, we learned a bit how to walk and now we're jogging. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not going to be, we're not going to challenge for the league straight away. But we know for sure that Conte will be saying to the players, I want to win the league. You just know, because he has that mentality. And Italians are, in a way, very proud people, and they have a bit of, you know, steel in their character that they want to win. If he feels that he cannot win the league, you know, at this point of the season, he probably feels like he can. Like, just like last season, he thought he can achieve top four with that squad that we had, the squad that we thought was hopeless, and we needed to get rid of most of the players. But he managed to find some good performances out of them. So we just build result one after one, and we see where we go this season. You know, last year, I think you posted the Nuno press conference, and yeah. It's a year later, and we still haven't had a full year under Antonio Conte, and we're talking yeah. about challenging for the league, and we're yeah. talking about, you know, all these, the investment from Enoch and all the signings that we're bringing in. And what I like as well, sorry, a bit going off topic, but we're buying young players for the future as well. Not just players for now, we're buying players who are gems for the future. And if not all of them work out, one of them or two of them will. You know, this player that we're signing from Italy, he looks quite good. And I'm excited the direction of the club. And I'm just going to support them every single second at every game. And I'm excited and I'm happy. And I like I said before, I'll go to sleep really, really well, knowing that we're on top of the Premier League right now. And hopefully next week, you know, that will be the biggest test next week. If we beat Chelsea 2-3 or 2-1, then I'll be on Leo's page. I think we'll win the league. Honestly, because if we beat Chelsea away and we keep a clean sheet, for example, or win 3-1,
Melvin, I'll take any win. I don't care what the scoreline is, even if it's 5-4. I'll take it.
Exactly.
Going to Stamford Bridge year in, year out, and only having one win in 30 years.
Oh, it must be pain.
We will talk about this game at the end of the show, but that is a very, very difficult place to go. And I agree with you. If we get a result next week at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea, then I think that I'm going to be, you know, very excited. And I think people are going to probably need to calm me down next week if that happens.
You'd be saying Champions League we're winning. If we win.
We're winning the lot, yeah. Rich, let's come to you. What do you make of Heung-min Son's performance today? Because in the 38th minute, he rolled it to Ben Davies. Ben Davies had a long-range shot, goalkeeper saved. And then just before half-time, he seemed to do all of the hard work. And then when he got his shot in, he put it over the bar, unlike him.
Yeah, very much so. I think his performance was, I don't know, was he trying too hard? Was he trying to impress? Was he trying to get back that form that he had at the end of last season? I just think that because the team generally was playing very well, his role slightly changed today. I think when that chance comes, he's not going to snatch it. It's just going to happen organically and naturally. I think also it's great that we did score four goals and Sonny and Harry didn't score, to be honest. Obviously, I'd like it to be 5 or 6. But am I concerned about that? No, because clearly he's going to get chances in the future. Sonny's somebody that works off confidence, clearly. He loves scoring goals. He loves that kind of partnership with Harry. Today, I don't think it really clicked. That was one of the things I was kind of looking for. And I think just Sonny was trying to force it instead of just naturally happen. He was, because he wasn't getting into those positions where he had those chances. Seth had one. Obviously, Kulusevski obviously scored his. Sonny and Harry didn't really have those clear-cut chances that the other guys had. I think that's going to come in the coming weeks. Yeah, I think Spurs fans were just really happy with the performance generally and to know that Harry and Sonny didn't have to score the goals, that we can have them from, like Leo was saying, from the back and from other positions. It's really important that everybody contributes this year. Got a lot of games in the Champions League and the league. Just going back a step, you know, one thing that I was really impressed with, and especially with looking at the team, last season, sometimes I actually thought, what is our plan B? What is our plan B in the team? Where this year, I'm going, Perisic can come on, he can play various different positions. Moran could come on and kind of have that energy up front. there's five or six players that can dynamically like chop and change into different positions. And going away to like a Burnley on a Thursday night won't be as kind of tedious as last season. I think what we need to really do is we need to be consistent at home, have that fortress, and then when we go away, let's enforce ourselves on teams, and let's show the teams that we've got not just a plan B and A and B, but also bring people off the bench, like Richarlison when he's available, and obviously be dominant in other areas. It's very exciting after today, to be honest.
It is. And Leo, as I said at the start of the show, we scored four goals today, but it should have been a lot more, shouldn't it?
Absolutely, man. We had, you know, we should. I won't be. I was thinking we were probably going to have about six or possibly even seven goals the way we were playing. Even immediately in the second half, when I think it was Son, he put a Sessegnon through, and Sessegnon just right foot finished it. You know, it was offside, but
yeah.
We started fast. We were on the front foot in the second half. You know, the way we were playing, I thought we were going to probably get like six or seven. Kane had a shot point blank that was amazing, that was saved.
Yep.
I don't know how the keepers got down to save it, but that was saved. You know, we literally dominated that game, you know. And if they had lost six or seven, no one would have said, I thought, oh, that was a surprise thing. We thoroughly dominated every aspect of that game. And you know, it's a shame that obviously Kane and Son, I'm sure, you know, they always say with players, when you score such a high scoring game like that and you don't get on the score sheet, they must be pissed off in the changing room.
Keep them hungry. Keep them hungry, though.
But, you know, it just exactly, especially at the fact that, you know, Salah scored today. So I'm sure that's got in the back of the mind thinking, oh, God, Salah's already won up for the Golden Boot. So, you know, I'm sure it's going to make them more hungry, and especially coming at the right time for next week with Chelsea. And hopefully Kane can put in that performance where he literally battered Chelsea and scored those goals. You know, I hope, you know, Kane really comes to fire with that. Yeah, man, we could have done a good number on Southampton today. Playing to the fact that they did a double on us last season, so it was good to get that revenge. It was good, you know. And 4-1, great score. Shame that we conceded the one goal. I did predict 3-0 with you, Chris, earlier this week, didn't I?
Yep.
I knew it was going to be a high scoring game, but we'll take 4-1. You know, I don't mind conceding if we get four. But yeah, I'll have that. No worries.
Yeah, a good win, a good result. Melvin, let's come to you. Let's talk about Tottenham's third goal, because we've said how good Ryan Sessegnon was today. Equally so, Emerson Royale on the right. He had a header that went just wide in the 50th minute, and then in the 61st minute, it went down as an own goal. But excellent work from Emerson Royale for our third.
Yeah, he's not done much wrong. He's solid, but he's improving, you know, in the attacking phases of the game, but he's obviously not as it doesn't come naturally to him like as much as Sessegnon. I think Sessegnon was more of a winger maybe in his youth days, or he's more experienced with scoring goals regularly. But yeah, he's solid. I think out of the three, he's probably Conte's favorite. He might not be a fan favorite, and everyone wanted him to be sold, but you know, he's still 22 years old. He's his second season in the league and under his second manager. And yeah, I think he'll do okay. He'll probably have one or two mistakes this season, but I think overall he's still a decent, solid player, and he'll improve. He'll definitely improve more. I think his shooting could improve as well. I think he doesn't strike the ball as clean. I mean, I can compare him. Yeah, Royale. I think if you look at Serge Aurier, I think he for a winger, for a right back, he could hit the ball pretty well. I think he needs to improve that side of the game. He can get into certain positions, and you say shoot, I think he's improving his decision making a little bit. You can tell that they practice these things, and Conte is telling him, you need to be looking for Kane or Son here. If you, they definitely work on these things, because you know, Conte is a set plays kind of guy, and he creates with the fullbacks. And I think game after game, he'll improve. Obviously, if he's in Conte's plans, we don't know. But I think he is, and I think we won't be selling him this season. I think he'll keep all of the fullbacks that we currently have, other than maybe Reguilon, and because the rest, they can rotate in and out of the team. They know the system well. And even Torreira was unlucky with his injury, because I think he came into fine form last season, and he was chipping in with goals and assists. I think it's important this season that all the players will have periods of the season where they come in and they play a vital role. You know, last season, Torreira certainly did that, and Emerson did that at the end of the season. And he had good performances at Liverpool and these kind of places. And yeah, I think he'll have a better season than last season. I think I can't wait for his video on Twitter, his compilation. You know, the Spurs fans love it. I certainly love it when we win. And it's just a bit of humor. And during the preseason, I think he had like a five-a-side friendly somewhere in Brazil, and he did a video of that. So it's just funny, and it creates a good atmosphere with the fans, and it's just stuff you like to see. And especially when you win and you're on top of the league and you're on top of Arsenal already, which is something that I particularly look out for every single season. And yeah, it's apparently their best team since the Invincibles, and they only had two shots on target yesterday. So I think we had about eight or nine. So yeah, we'll stay grounded and we'll keep working hard.
We're winning the league. We're not staying grounded.
We'll come out of nowhere. We'll come out of nowhere, and people won't expect it. And that's how we'll win it.
Yeah,
they won't see us coming, Leo. They won't see us coming.
I'm certainly excited. Rich, let's come to you. In the 63rd minute, we went 4-1 up. Emerson Royale involved in yet another goal. This time he got the assist. DJ Kulishevsky, what a finish from him. We've not even spoken about DJ Kulishevsky. Keith writes on screen now, Kulishevsky, man of the match. Actually, Rich, just before you talk about Kulishevsky, can I just ask all of you who your man of the match was? Because I'm undecided. I'm thinking Ryan Sessegnon, Emerson Royale, Dejan Kulishevsky. I thought all three of them were fantastic today. Any other names that you want to put in there, or who was your man of the match, the three of you?
For me, Kulishevsky was man of the match, hands down. I really feel that Benton had a solid game. He was
I agree.
The way that he was blocking and challenging and he was so effortless with his performance. You know, in the first 10 minutes. You know, his balls were a bit loose, but whenever he gets the ball, he's just pure class. I call him Benta pure class. He's just so calming, just like one touch, he just lays it off. You know, his passing is, he just looks so comfortable on the ball, and he was crunching, he was, you know, stopping all the attacks. You know, so for me, I would, if it wasn't for Kulu, I would have given it to Bentancur. Sessegnon for sure had a great game. There's no doubt about that. Even Royale had a great game. So for me, it would be those four players I would have in contention. But Kulu for me is definitely was man of the match.
Yeah, I got Bentancur.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because dictated the play. I think because, again, if you've got your wing backs that high up the pitch, he's the one doing all the work, kind of covering as well. So he's doing a lot of motoring up and down the pitch, in them pockets covering as well. I think off the ball, he did so much work today. Yeah.
Watch a match of the day today. I'm sure they're going to mention it.
Yeah.
He was just solid.
Yeah. And Kulishevsky obviously gets the goal, but Bentancur.
Isn't it nice, though, how we're rattling off so many names about man of the match because there's so many good performances? Melvin, who would you give it to?
Yeah, I would give it to Bentancur as well, weirdly enough. Even though Kulishevsky had the highlight moments with the passing and the goals. I mean, that goal for that pass for Sessegnon. I mean, we haven't seen a pass like that since, you know, the days of Eriksen and Gareth Bale and stuff and Van der Vaart. That kind of, we haven't had that kind of passing in years. You know, Lucas Moura would probably hit the cockerel on top of the stadium with that pass. Yeah, it's so nice to see. And whoever sold us Kulusevski and Bentancur, I need to find and buy them a drink, you know, or a glass of wine. Because
the two Juventus rejects, you mean, that we were sold?
Yeah. I mean, whoever gave us those players, whoever sanctioned those sales, I mean, we paid money for them. I mean, we paid quite a hefty fee for Kulusevski, who's very young, who's 21, by the way. You know, he's younger than Phil Foden or the same age as Phil Foden. And Kulusevski is absolutely class. He's such a tidy player. He's tall, he's strong, and he works hard. He really runs. He covers so much ground. And in a way, he makes Højbjerg, who picked up his performances at last season, he makes Højbjerg look a bit like, come on, mate, you need to do better. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because he made him look... And I was thinking in a couple of months, Bissouma could win his position. If he doesn't pick it up and if he doesn't make a mistake, if he makes a mistake, he could lose his position to Bissouma, who I can see, you know, slotting in that position really, really well and winning the ball really, really high up, because that's probably what was missing today. Even though Bentancur probably did it in one or two occasions where he wins the ball pretty high up and it doesn't take us 2 or 3 minutes to get the ball back, like we used to under Jose. I remember losing the ball under Jose and start counting how long it would take until we get the ball back. It'd be like 3 minutes before we get it back. But yeah, I'll give it to Bentancur. What a player. He's just like a silent magician. He's brilliant.
Rich, going back to the original question about Dejan Kulusevski, how good was he today?
Yeah, left foot finish was pure class, like another brilliant finish. Passing, both footed, drifts in from the right. Great finish, obviously, great passing, strong on the ball. He's got youth on his side. He's not obviously a sexy signing like Diaz, but when you look at what impact he's had to Spurs, I'd say it's bigger than Diaz for Liverpool. For me, he's come into the side, he's given us a new dynamic in that forward line. I think that front three is going to be Kane, Son and Kulusevski, even though he can play in different positions. I think Richarlison's going to have that role where he either comes on from the bench, or it's that interchange with maybe Kulusevski because of his age. Maybe they might look at that. But today, powerhouse. Like, if it wasn't for Bentancur's kind of control in the middle of the park, you'd have to go for Kulusevski. Like I say, defenders are scared to come in too close because he's so strong, and left foot, right foot. They're scared to get too close because it'll just drift by them. He's not got electric pace, but he has got first three or four steps. He's able to use his strength and his low centre of gravity to move either down the wing or cut inside, and then like you saw today, left foot, great finish. Yeah, so pleased to see that.
Leo, let's come to you. Right? Leo, let's come to you. In the 66th minute, Ryan Sessegnon went off and Ivan Perisic made his competitive debut for Spurs. And then in the 86th minute, Antonio Conte brought four players off, put four players on. Emerson, Bentancur, Davis and Kulusevski all coming off. And then Doherty, Bissouma, Lenglet and Moura all coming on. Going into the Chelsea game, which, as I've said, you know, we've only won once at Stamford Bridge in 30 years. Wow. Going into that game, what would you expect Antonio Conte to do? Will he change anything, or would it be the same starting 11 as today, bearing in mind that Richarlison will be back from suspension as well next week?
Well, I don't think Richarlison is going to start. No way. I think he's going to keep the definite top, the three up front. He's definitely going to start with Son, Kulu and Kane. They're definitely going to start. I think after Bentancur's performance, I think he's definitely going to start. I think, you know, with Romero and Dier, they're definitely going to start. Davis is going to start, you know. If we look at Sessegnon, yeah, I think Sessegnon is probably going to start. Maybe he might go with Perisic. I don't know, purely for the experience, because it's such a big game. Maybe he might go with Perisic for that. However, I can't... I wouldn't be surprised if he sticks with the same team, you know, because it was a powerful, solid performance. Obviously, Chelsea is a different proposition to Southampton. So it's gonna be a tough one, but I think maybe he's gonna start with that. And if anything, I think definitely players like Perisic is gonna get more minutes next week. Also Bissouma, because of his presence and his power. I think that's what we're gonna really need against Chelsea. We're gonna really need presence, power. To play them, because they did us both. They did home and away, isn't it, last season, Chelsea? They really did a number on us. I think they kicked us out of the cup as well or something. They really just dominated Spurs. So it's pure revenge. We need revenge at the bridge. We need to throw them off the bridge. You know, we need to put them in a bag with stones and drop them off the bridge. That's what needs to happen. We need to come away with all the points next week, because I've got a lot of Chelsea friends, and all they do is just send me a
beat.
This is it. I don't even know why. I don't even know why. It's like all of a sudden I woke up one day. It's like, oh, you're Chelsea as well. Oh God, you know. And like for years, you know, just the abuse they've just been giving me, and watching them win the Champions League is just painful. And watching them win the league is painful. I know that they're gutted. We have Conte. I know that they can feel it. So hopefully Conte is going to next. I'm sure he's going to, you know, let the guys today after the game enjoy the win. He's going to say to the boys, look, guys, we did great. We played well, you know, but don't get carried away. Next week, we've got a big game. You see what they did to us last season. He's going to tell the boys, look, we need to be focused. We need to make sure that this win doesn't get in our head. And come next week, we need to put in a big, big performance. Because like I said, if we win next week, I'm telling you, like I said, we're winning the league. And obviously, Chris is going to join me in that belief, and probably even go further with Champions League. And I'm going to support him, because because from where we were, from what Melvin said, where we were not even a year ago, with Nuno and his dead press conferences, and the whole Spurs, it was the worst time to be a Spurs fan. I was so drained. I never watched any post-match interviews with that guy. He just depressed me, you know. And from where we were then to where we are now, where I'm even talking about challenging for the title, even saying yes, we can even go into the champion. The fact that we're even in the Champions League, we've come a long way, Chris. And so yeah, I think definitely he's going to speak to the boys. He's going to rally them up, get them really fired up, and we're going to go to Stamford Bridge and we're going to get a result, 100%. I don't think this is not the Spursy Spurs that we're kind of used to, where we get elated and then, you know, we get a big team and then we get battered. I think this is a different Spurs team. And Conte did say that at the end of last season. He did say, yeah, you know, Chelsea did beat us, but, you know, he wishes he can play them again with the team he had. I don't know if you remember when he said that. So he believes that his team is improved at the end of last season. I wonder what he thinks about what he has now, especially with the new signings. I wonder what he believes he can achieve with Spurs this season, let alone playing at Chelsea. So I'm confident we can do it.
Well, as we're recording this, Chelsea are 1-0 up at Goodison Park. There's about 17 minutes of the game left. Jorginho with a penalty in stoppage time just before half-time. Melvin, let's come to you. The Chelsea away game next week. How do you see that one going? And do you think that Antonio Conte will use the same starting 11 as today?
Yeah, I think it will. It'll be interesting if he starts Perisic or not. I don't know if he wants to throw him, you know, into a London derby in a way. I don't know if he's fully fit. I think Sessegnon, after the performance he had today, I think deserves to start. I think confidence wise, I wouldn't change a thing. Tactically, he might, you know, tweak the system a bit and tell certain players to track him and do that sort of thing, but I wouldn't change the lineup. I would do the exact same thing. And obviously, this is barring we have no injuries. You know, hopefully nothing's wrong with anyone and everyone is fully fit. And yeah, let the battle of the bridge, you know,
throw him off it.
Yeah, I really hope to see, even if we don't win, I want to see that kind of fight that we had, you know, when we had the 2-2 under Pochettino, and that kind of, you know, tackles flying in, we, you know, scoring goals. And you know, obviously I don't want to see us lose. I'd love to see us win, but I want to see that fight and determination. And even if we're 1-0 down or we're drawing the game, I want to see us go for the victory. I don't want to see us go for a draw like Mourinho did and then claim we were disappointed not to win. You know, I think we had one shot on target that game, and Jose thought we played well. You know what I mean? And we had the ball for about 15 minutes. I don't want to see that. I want to see us going, you know, toe-to-toe with them. They have a very strong squad, very big players.
I'll tell you what, though,
Mel. We have improved that. We used to be a bit of a lightweight team.
I was going to say, every single time I watch Spurs under Antonio Conte, I just think that the players have even more fight inside them. And, you know, even when we were 4-1 up today against Southampton, Antonio Conte is shouting like it's 0-0. You know, he just didn't want the Spurs players to be relaxed at any point in that game. We were just wanting to go for more and more goals and, you know, be more intense in the game, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. And this is, of course, what Leo goes on about. This is why we've got a world-class manager. Rich, let's come to you. How do you see the Chelsea game going next week? Because, you know, all joking aside, I absolutely hate going to Stamford Bridge, have done for many years. You know, we always seem to come away with hardly anything. 30 years, one win.
Yeah, we got bullied last year, I think. That was the problem. I think last season as well, you look at the games, whether it was Lukaku up front all the way through the team, the matchups, they just didn't look like we were competitive at all. I think this year we've got a better plan for the games. I always look at the important players in the team and what roles they have. The manager, Conte, now has the generals within the team. He's got the people in the team to be able to reinforce his plan. He's got that quarterback in Harry Kane that can drop in there and dictate a bit of play in that final third. Romero, obviously, as a centre back, that kind of person that really kind of goes after those players and kind of puts his foot in there where it needs to be. The Chelsea game will be a different one this season for sure. And I think the Chelsea players realise that last season it was a bit of a transition. And this year there's going to be a lot more fight in the team. Today, the first 10 or 15 minutes, a little bit poor. I think we need to be on it from minute one. We need to kind of force the play. I think it's really key that those midfield positions, I think Højbjerg's got to step up against Chelsea for us to do well. And Bentancur's obviously got to have a really good game as well.
Let's do score predictions. Rich, let's start with you.
Me? Oh, my goodness.
Or do you have a think about it? We'll ask Leo first.
Listen. Leo's got it already. He's got that.
Leo, if we're winning the title, then surely we're winning this game, yeah?
Well, not really, but because Man City... Man City lost against us and they ran away. They were 25 points clear at the end of the season. But, you know, I don't believe this is the same Chelsea as you know, last season. I do believe it's time for Spurs to win at Stamford Bridge. Like you said, you've been going there for so many years and we've only got one win in 30 years. The law of averages says that we have to win, regardless of whether it's Conte or not. We can have Nuno next week. I think the law of averages says that we have to win. But so the fact that we it's coming home, baby. But the fact that, you know, the fact that we have Conte, the fact that Chelsea they've got all the problems going, you know, surrounding that club. I don't think they're settled. I think this is our best chance to do what we need to do and throw them off the bridge. So my prediction, I would definitely say 3-1. I would say I'm confident in saying 3-1. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm saying it. 3-1. Yeah.
You're saying okay. That to yourself, I reckon.
No. The reason why I'm saying 3-1 is just purely based on this, how we've been playing for the past 5 or 6 games in the Premier League. The fact that we've just been banging in the goals, the system that Conte is playing with the wing-backs, the fact that we've got the depth, the fact that we have a big players, big presence of physical players now that are gonna be challenging in that midfield. I think we're gonna do it. Can I just tweak my result? I would say if it's not 3-1, it's definitely 2-1 for sure.
You're going for a win.
We're going for a win, 100%.
Melvin, are you going for a win?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I can see us winning, to be honest, because we really played well against Liverpool last season in a really, really similar, you know, high energy team, very strong, and we played well and we were unlucky not to win. And I can see us grinding out a 1-0 or a 2-0, but Chelsea definitely like to attack and they play a similar system to us. It's just we need to match them man for man. And if Kane and Son on the day, you know, switch it on, even Kulusevski or anyone, if any of those players, you know, just decide to turn up and really, really switch it on, we can score 2 or 3. So, yeah, I am confident that we will get a result. We won't leave, you know, empty-handed. So I'll just say a 1-1.
Personally, if we win 1-0, that is even stronger than us winning 3-1.
How many results do you want?
No, well, I'm just saying. I was listening to what Mel.
Leo, you're covering yourself. You've gone 1-0.
No. I'm saying 2-1. I'm saying we're going to win 2-1, right? However, if it's a 1-0 or even a 2, those sort of 1-0 scores or the 2-0 scores, those sort of score lines shows that we're a robust team. You know, a 3-1 result is, Chelsea might have had an off day. It's not.
Bro, make a decision, man.
Sorry?
Bro, make a decision.
No, I've made a decision.
What are you sticking with, man?
I've made a decision. 2-1. We're going to be leading 2-0. We're going to be leading 2-0, and then Chelsea are going to come and get a goal back.
What are you going for, Rich?
So, I'll give you a little bit of a reason, and then I'll give you my prediction. So I've been watching the Chelsea game now. Koulibaly's gone off injured. So I don't think he'll play. I actually quite like him.
Does it look a bad injury then?
It would look like he'd pull something when he came off. So whether it was a tweak or something, I don't think it was precautionary. I think he was brought off. Kane and Sonny, if they turn up, I think we could win 2-0. But I'm going to go for a draw, I think. I'm going to go for a draw. 1-1.
I agree with you, Rich. I'm going for 1-1 as well.
Yeah, serious. I just...
Do you know what? I want to feel like Leo. I really do. And I tell you what... Next week, Leo, I will feel like you.
Please. Okay, let me tell you something for the Spurs fans, right? We are the 12th man, right? We need to bring... We can't physically be there on the pitch, right? But we need to give that essence, that energy of power. We need to come together and just will the team to win. Because that's what Man United have been doing. They know they're expecting to win. Liverpool fans are expecting to win. Man City fans are expecting to win. So if we want to win, we need to adopt that same mentality and really send those positive messages to the boys. What are you doing, Richard?
Yeah. That positive message. By the way, anybody out there that wants a motivational speaker, Leo does this on the side.
Listen, this is the side.
And get that positive energy.
There you go. You got the what do you call it? You got my Instagram there. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. Yeah, I'll give you a free consultation for a half an hour.
Well, I was going to ask you for a song, Leo, but ask you for a motivational speech.
When we win next week, I'll sing a song for you.
Well, final question for you all. And I think you, I know what you're going to go with, Leo. Where Spurs will finish in the Premier League at the end of the season. Leo, should we start with you?
No, you don't have to start with me. Let's start with Richard. Let's see what he thinks.
Go on, Rick.
Better than last season, I think, points-wise, comparable to Pochettino's best season, so between 86, 88 points, so closer to the top two. And I was thinking about this the other day, and I'll probably go second.
Second?
So who's what, above Liverpool or above Man City?
So I think Man City are going to still win the league. Okay. Man City as Chelsea, Liverpool.
What? Chelsea, Liverpool?
Yeah.
You can Chelsea all that? Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go for third. I just think that the fact that Manchester City and Liverpool are so strong. I think we're
Mane, Mane not being in the team. I think Mane is a massive loss. Like for me, like he's unlucky to not win the Ballon d'Or. You know, he's really close. Like winning the African Nations, being such a stalwart in the Liverpool team. I think letting him go, they didn't pay him the money. Pay him the money. That's it for me. He'd get into any team in the Premier League. An amazing finisher. Like electric on the ball. For me, that loss, I think, is going to come back and bite Liverpool in the arse for sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, I might feel differently if we beat Chelsea next week. I'll say that now.
When we beat Chelsea next week.
When? Hopefully, yeah. Melv, what about you?
Yeah, I'll go third. I think. We'll improve on last season. We'll definitely be within a shout of the league. Maybe you know if we're there and thereabouts, and it'll be good to see us finish. You know, 85 points, 86, 87. You know that kind of points.
And that's
tally, you know,
right? We just need to be more consistent.
And that's the best season tally we've seen. Well, the one I've seen, under the Pochettino, the last season at the Lane, and that was an amazing season. And if we can replicate or get anywhere near that, I'll be happy. And then next season, then you can really, really push on and improve key areas where you could see holes and gaps in the team. But at this point of time, third would be third and maybe a trophy. Did anyone say trophy today? Because I came in late.
No, we haven't. I haven't even had the chance to say the trophies are coming. I believe the trophies are coming. We're gonna win something. We have to win something this season. I just want to see that bus go down the high road and all of the fans be there celebrating a trophy win. Wouldn't that just be amazing? We all deserve it as well as fans, and some of these players deserve it as well. The likes of Hugo Lloris, Harry Kane, Heung-min Son. There are lots of players there deserve a trophy, and of course Antonio Conte being world class as well. Melvin, thanks so much for joining us.
You're not going to ask me what I think.
I thought we had
to know.
I thought we had to ask.
Leo's going to win everything.
Skim over Leo, right?
I thought we had yours.
No, we ain't had one because I want to address the Spurs fans. I don't want to talk to you guys because you guys you don't have what it takes to be a Spurs fan. You're not serious. So listen to what I'm saying right now, Spurs fans out there. When is the moment are we going to stand up and decide that this is the time to support our team? This is the greatest time to be the Spurs fan. We've got one of the greatest managers of all time behind at the helm of our team, of our beloved team. This is the best chance we have. We have strength in depth. We have Kane and Son and Kulusevski and all the other players right there. This is the best chance for us to do what we want to do and bring glory back to the Lane, right? So I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to say, put it on record. Make sure you highlight this, tag this video, make it a meme, whatever you want to do. Spurs are winning the league this season, right? This is going to happen. This is the best time for us Spurs to believe. This is the best time, as Conte said, for us Spurs to start dreaming because we can do it. We are going to be this number one. And when we do it, Chris, you can't call me Leo the Lion anymore. You have to call me King Leo. In fact, you have to address me as Your Highness on your right? Because I'm gonna take the plaudits, and you're gonna say it's Leo that is the reason why Spurs won the league, because Leo had the belief and Leo transferred the belief to all the Spurs fans watching, and they took it out into the world, into the ether, and spread all the positive joy and bring us that number one spot this season.
I think one thing is for sure. I think that this clip will go viral, and it will be clipped. Yeah. Yeah.
If you do win it, yeah.
Yeah, well, or if we don't, yeah. Melvin, thanks so much for joining us this evening, and tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram and Twitter. My name's Shweera Melvin on Twitter. I'm usually just chilling, talking about Spurs, you know, bantering Arsenal fans, you know, defending my club till the end, you know, going down the Twitter rabbit hole and arguing about who's better, Kulusevski or Saka, and, you know, just, you know, wasting my time on Twitter. And if you want to follow me, yeah, I'll usually follow back. And yeah, Spurs are going to win the league. We're going to be fair.
I'm going to tattoo one on just here between my gap teeth.
One of your two. One of your two.
You see one here? Yeah. You see the gap? That says one. You see there?
I'll pay already, for that,
though, I don't even do tattoos. I just do gap. One. You see it there?
Leo, tell everyone where they can find you on social media and what you're up to at the moment.
Well, listen, I'm going to be preparing my crown for this end of the season. That's what I'm going to be doing. Getting ready for Spurs and the bus ride. And with everyone here, we're just going to be having a good time. Well, now, this, you can hit me up on my Instagram, Leo the Lion, Leo the Lion Gram. Just message me if you want that positive vibe. I'll send you some messages so that you can uplift yourself. But that's what we're going to do. One, baby.
And Rich, thanks so much for joining us again. And tell everyone where they can find you and what you're up to at the moment.
Yeah, just training London Marathon like yourself. I know you're doing it for prostate cancer. I've been doing it for my foundation, so guys, definitely support myself and Chris, obviously, with our training and the great causes that we're doing that for. So that, and yeah, Twitter, Marathon Champ, and Instagram, you guys know, just Richard White at MBE. But it's always a great pleasure, and remember, everybody, subscribe.
Yes,
obviously, for Chris, everybody needs to subscribe and like,
subscribe. Make sure,
support,
baby.
Support Chris and the great content he puts out there.
Chris, man, what? I've got to give a big shout out to you, man. You just, you know, since we've been knowing each other, man, I've just been watching your content throughout all the day, and you've literally been giving me all the content for Spurs. So big up to you, Chris, man. You are amazing.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you. And thank you, Richard, and Melvin, and thank you to all of the viewers and listeners for watching and listening to the show. Richard. And hopefully we can get another 3 points next weekend on Sunday at Stamford Bridge and stay top of the Premier League. Until then, stay safe, stay well, and I will see you on the next one. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Happy Honda Days are here at Norm Reeves Honda Superstore. Shop a super selection of new cars, trucks, and SUVs. And get holiday deals so good, they belong under your tree. Visit our super award-winning Norm Reeves Honda Superstore locations in Huntington Beach, West Covina, the Irvine Auto Center, Vista, and the number one Honda store in the world in the Cerritos Auto Square. Shop online at normreeves.com. You'll save more.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.